with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out in your backyard enjoying this little January thaw. Might be a good time to fire up that grill or smoker because, you know what? You don't want to get your man card clipped just because it's below 60 degrees. Fire up that grill and make it happen. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, I was out on the grill this morning warming up some ribs. In studio with us right now, we've got Al Bubba Baker.
Thanks for having me here, Bob.
Yep.
Thanks, Jop.
You bet, man.
And
love to have you here.
Your company's Bubba's Q?
Bubba's Q Barbecue, yeah.
Bubba's Q Barbecue. Kind of redundant.
No, bar hyphen Q hyphen barbecue.
So yeah. You are making a certain patented type product of rib. Tell us about that.
Okay. Well, my wife is from Detroit. When I met my wife 35 years ago, I found out that I took her down to meet my family after I thought I'd vetted through. I found out at that barbecue that she did not eat ribs. And here was her reason. Number one, too messy. Number two, she couldn't believe I'd be outside for 14 hours smoking a pork butt. And the third, more importantly, now I want you guys out there to know, we did negotiate and I got this fixed. She didn't like a bone.
Okay. Yeah. So how many kids you got?
How many kids you got? I eventually got her converted, okay, and we had two kids. So she did.
There you go. I get
she eventually
it.
Started liking the bone.
Hey, man, you're a salesperson. Man, you're a salesperson. I get it.
Yeah.
Wasn't so much
her,
on it, but.
Choices changed. Anyway, right. He's talking about ribs.
Yeah.
So
sorry, this is you guys' last day on the air.
Yeah, no, it's ESPN. Hey, they say way worse than we do.
Yeah. Wait, you know what? Go out in a flame. Why not, man? The Grilling Guy style.
Yeah, we're going to be cooking for you. So,
So you came up with a way to make a boneless rib.
Oh, I like it better when we say it this way. We came up with a way to dry rub 2 1/4 and down, slow smoke it, then take the bones out.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Boneless implies that it was either put together like you know who, the M stuff, or that it came in and it was meat, you know, formed to look like a bone or cushion. This is an actual slab, guys. Mm-hmm. And so what we figured it out was through time and temperature, what was the ideal time? Because every last one of you guys out there that grill, at some point or another, you cook those ribs to where a bone has fallen out of there and you're going, whoa, look at that. They're so tender the bone fell out.
Right. I screwed up.
Yeah, exactly. And I
so you just cook them right before that, and you take a little hammer and you just hit each one on the end.
Yeah, there you go.
Slides out the end.
Actually, we got elves. Yeah. We got elves. But I mean, you know, I was trying to get my wife.
So there's five major food groups now.
Right, yeah.
So I was trying to get my wife to be able to sit down and enjoy this tender, moist, juicy meat that is barbecue. Right. When it's done right, with a smoke, you know. And so when she said, hey, look, I'm not into that, because the only time she ever barbecued, her dad and her mom worked for GM. So they only barbecued. Now, get this. They barbecued for Memorial Day.
4th of July.
They barbecued 4th of July and Labor Day. And they actually called barbecue a hamburger and a hot dog. And I'd say to her father, what the H are you doing? That's not barbecue. Right. That was the only time they do it. And so I wanted to convert my wife.
Well, it's the part of the country. You know,
and I'm from the South.
It was Motown. They They just didn't have it.
Yeah, I mean, you get it. Can you come with me on the road?
Unless some cat from Memphis came up, Alabama or Louisiana or somewhere, Florida.
So you understood my challenge. Yeah. You understood my challenge. It was a part of my culture.
Yeah.
And I wanted to convert my wife. We actually, it was almost a deal breaker, because she had a problem with me going outside on a Sunday. And on my off day when I was a player, Tuesday was my day. I didn't see her. I was smoking.
Right.
So to her, I was like, hey, can we spend some time? I was like, I'm not going to go to no Fridays. I'm smoking ribs. And so I started a little catering business. That's my past. That's my history. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I always tell people this. Football was my job. Barbecue is my passion. That's what's in those
there
packages.
You go.
Well, that's what Jop and I do. At least I tell people the same thing.
Right.
They go, oh, you do a radio. So, see, yeah, it's a hobby. It's just fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not my living.
Yeah. Right.
I wish it was.
Right. You figured it out.
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, so we packaged it. For all the other people out there, the one thing that I have learned over the past 10 years of my life is that the one thing that none of us has over the other is time.
Right.
And so what happened was I'd have Super Bowl parties, I'd have people over, and all my time was spent outside. Or either I tried to make it the day before, and the idea in my head became, why don't I find a way to create time for families where it's convenient and it's still a quality item? So we're still evolving. Bubba's Q now makes two items. We make an original, which is reflects my family's background, and then we just released a honey, and that might cost you to give up your man card.
Does that mean you got it? You can get a divorce? Did you when you say you released a honey?
Oh wow, that's a good one.
No, I'm just checking. I'm just making sure.
Don't forget, I played a lot of football without a helmet, Jop. Yeah. So don't take advantage of me. But you know, it was an idea born out of necessity. I was trying to get my wife to do it, but then the first time I went on the QVC. You wouldn't believe how many people came out and said, hey, you know what? That's one of the reasons I never ate barbecue, because I didn't think it was ladylike to pick up a bone, or I was a guy in a suit, and I did not want to get myself messy. So that is how the idea came about 35 years ago, and I was just following it and trying to fill it in.
So you hooked up with the Restelli Food – is it Restelli?
Yeah, Restelli Food Group.
Restelli Food Group.
Well, the Restellis came after 2,700 phone calls to try and find somebody to make it for me. And I just wasn't getting where I wanted to go because I didn't want a co-packer. I wanted a partner, and the Restellis are my partners.
Mm-hmm.
So after I went on the Shark Tank, I met a little guy by the name of Damon John, and he turns out to be one of the best marketers. So here's the team we put together. Mm-hmm. You know how we're looking for a coach here at the Lions.
Right. That was just the smartest thing you did was getting on Shark Tank.
My daughter did it. I give her
that
credit.
That must have taken some work.
It did. It was a lot of work, but here's what kind of team we put together. So it was my vision. It was the Restelli's 40-some-odd years in the business, and Damon John, who turned a business from a cap into a $600 million business. We had the right people on our team, and all we had to do is focus on what we're doing now, and that's how it's gotten into Myers. That's how it's gotten into Myers. And that's nice. No small feat.
Yeah.
Myers is a great chain.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder, Bob, how many stores in a Meijer chain? 235. Started right here.
Yeah.
So where can we find that in a grocery store? I mean, is this frozen? Is it fresh? Where do I look for
It's in the fresh meat. You know, there's actually a new barbecue section. We call it packaged meat now, refrigerated meats. There's a couple of acronyms for it, but the bottom line of it is you're going to find it over there where the packaged meats are in the cooler.
And you're going to, and it comes in already sauced. Already, is it
fully
cooked already?
Yeah, fully cooked.
You know what this is? This is all built for millennials.
It's so perfect
for millennials because I got a nephew. Check this out. He's 37 years old. Just built a big, beautiful house. Him and his wife both work. They each have their own microwave.
Wow.
They don't cook.
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you this. You know how you can't put a rib in the microwave?
Right.
Well, let me just explain this to you quickly. When we take the bones out, the sauce actually goes into the holes where the bones once occupied.
Okay.
It marinates the meat from the inside out so you can microwave this. So you don't have to just wait for Saturday or Sunday,
that's
your off
I'm
day.
Well,
you can cook this any day of the week, and that's what it's all about. Make a sandwich. Make a recipe.
The good thing about this is Barbecue Bob got a couple slabs of these and heated them up. And you put grill marks on them, which makes them look cool.
I put them on the grill.
But the thing is that was a gas grill. That wasn't a charcoal grill. You didn't have to fire this thing up and wait or do anything, because I would imagine that the color I see on these, those are on there 5-10 minutes just to get them heated through. Right?
Yeah, I did them indirect for about 20 minutes.
Okay, sure. Okay.
And then I shut the grill off and flipped them over so that they could sit on the hot grates as it,
and
that's exactly what I recommend. I recommend that.
Because that sauce is sugary, it'll burn up. And
it'll caramelize.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I think you're onto something here.
Thank you. I really do.
And obviously it's worked for a while, and you're with the right group here.
I'm on the right team.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not all me. It's the team that I'm a part of.
Yeah, that's very cool. Sometimes Jop and I go down bunny trails and we get way off track.
That's okay.
What we're going to do right now is we're going to ask you to stick around.
I'd be more than willing to do it.
We'll be right back.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio works.